Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, hello. It's me, Jessica.
It's me, Jen.
Listen, this is a very special episode of Fat Mascara. Today, it's just us. No guest, lots to talk about. So we just had to, like, you know, shush him out.
We need air time to air our views and opinions and talk to you guys.
So, yeah, gather around, gather around. You're the special guest today. Ooh, I like that. You're the special guest. Jen, what are we going to powwow about?
We got to update everybody on our lives, our jobs. Things have changed in the last couple months, so we'll talk about that. Then we'll talk about my favorite topic we haven't visited enough, the Kardashians. But in all honesty, we do want to revisit our topic of a couple weeks ago because we got some feedback from our listeners who we love, and we want to talk about that. Then we'll talk about lots of talking, talk. Clear and Brilliant, which is a laser treatment that Jess got. She'll share. We'll talk about what that does.
And then it's time for another beauty book report. This time it's about Smith's Rosebud Salve. Why is it like at every Urban Outfitters and Sephora and like
makeup artist kit?
Yeah, I know.
Totally. Big episode. Let's get into it. Jess, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Okay, our listeners have been asking, and I want to know too. Well, I already know, but share with them. What's going on with your job, girl?
I think a lot of people don't realize that I'm not at Teen Vogue anymore, guys.
It's true.
Teen Vogue folded. The print magazine, anyway. There's so much confusion about Teen Vogue. So let me just lay it down for you. The print magazine is over. Kaput. Finito. The online title and all of the, you know, the summits and the activities and the promotions and all that, that is thriving.
Yes.
Because I primarily worked with the print magazine, my job went with it.
Poof. Jess, like many other people in this world.
Poof.
Lost her job in the last month or so.
Yeah, kind of
one
like
of her jobs. Obviously, we're still here at Fat Mascara.
I had like 25 jobs.
So I know you're already working a lot. What are you doing these days?
So, once that was over, I quickly picked up a new gig. So I'm now a contributing editor with Allure, and that's incredible because I kind of feel like it's good going home again. The funny thing is, it's on the same floor as Teen Vogue.
When you say going home, is that because it's...
Well, in two ways. Because one, I literally am going back to the same floor that Teen Vogue was on.
I feel weird, like, hey, we fired you. Come on back.
Well, it's a little funny because I go to the meetings and then sometimes I sit in my old office and like finish up some work.
No way.
Yeah, so I'm working remotely, but I do go to the office and do meetings and things. But I love the team there. You know, I love Michelle Lee has built such a great team. But then there's also, you know, people that I've worked with here and there just throughout my career that are at Allure that are fantastic.
So you're also doing freelance writing, right?
I'm doing a lot of freelance writing, you know, mostly for Allure, but I've also done a lot with the Fragrance Foundation. Mm-hmm. And they're an organization that I've worked with, you know, here and there for, you know, a couple of years now. But I've gotten to rev up my work with them. And they're just such a cool organization.
You're so busy that, in fact, I tried to assign you something for Mary Claire as a freelance writer.
I'm sorry,
writer.
No can do, my love.
And she was just like, I'm too busy. I don't have time.
I know, it's... Yeah, I've been able to work with people who, and I'm sorry we couldn't work together, Jen, but who I really want to work with, you know. Yeah.
What about, I know what you're doing on the weekends. What's the weekend job?
Well, what's been really nice mm-hmm. is I spend a lot of time on the weekends, really every weekend volunteering. Mm-hmm. So I work with City Critters, which is a New York-based organization for homeless kitties. Hmm. Now I'm an equal opportunity. Like some people say, like, oh, like you don't like dogs. That's not the case. I just really like have a soft spot for cats. So City Critters, we find homes for cats, and I'm an adoption counselor. So if anybody's looking for a cat, I can help find the cat that's right for you.
She texts me pictures sometimes on the weekend of like, look at this kitty. Who wants this one? I'm like, not me.
I'm not a cat pusher though. Like I'm never trying to put a cat with somebody who doesn't want a cat. But if you're interested, come talk to me. Pop me an email. I can help you out.
That's a great organization, too.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of consulting. I'm doing some speaking engagements. And I have more time to sort of pick and choose what I want to do.
That's amazing.
So it's been really cool.
Congrats on your new multifaceted life.
Thank you. And, of course, spend more time on Fat Mascara.
I know. Honestly, let's be honest. That's the real upswing of this whole thing.
So can we just talk about your new job?
This is so funny. When you guys listen to this, it's going to sound seamless, but that just took us forever to record because we're not good at talking about ourselves. Like, am I right? Like, let's be honest right now.
You know, it's weird because I have to be honest, this whole, like, career shape-shifty thing has been really exciting, but it has been very strange.
Yeah. And also, we are so used to asking other people questions. This happened to me at another point today. Someone asked me a question. I was like, oh, no. I do the question asking. I don't like to talk about myself or, you know, answer questions. So see how I just, like, pivoted there and didn't answer your question?
I just kind of got thrown by this whole thing. But,
I also, my job has changed a teeny bit. I'm now the beauty director / features editor at
Mary Claire.
So I got a little promotion. Going to be doing still a lot of beauty stuff that I did, but also more feature stuff, like writing cover stories with lovely celebrities and things like that. So
what's so funny is like we're so not used to talking about ourselves. I keep on noticing like the octaves keep on going. It's like feature stuff.
I know. We sound like idiots.
We are consulting. We are doing this.
Anyway, I'm sorry if that was painful to listen to, but we want you guys to be involved in our life. And I know you guys were asking what was going on with us. So there you have it.
Okay, transitioning now to another topic. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about the article in Women's Wear Daily about Kim Kardashian inspiring many influencers, like a shocking amount, to get plastic surgery or injectable procedures to look like Kim Kardashian, like the Kim lookalikes, Kardashian-likes or something like that. Mm-hmm. When we were talking about it, the topic alone, but also like why we speculated why people might be doing this, why Kim is this like icon of global beauty. And that caused a reaction in our private Facebook group. The link is on the website, on our blog. And we just wanted to revisit that because some of you guys were really impassioned.
I think it was actually some comments that I made that got called out the most. I was trying to talk about why, one of the reasons Kim K might be popular. And I was saying she has a look about her that's very racially or ethnically ambiguous. That's not to say anything about cultural appropriation, which is a whole nother topic. I was basically just saying, if whether you are dark-skinned or light-skinned or have curly hair or straight hair, short or tall or curvy or thin, you might find a piece of yourself in her look because it sort of blends so many looks together. In the process, I think some people thought I was trying to say, like, isn't it great that she's popular so we don't have to have, like, people on the extreme ends of a look, like a very dark-skinned or very light-skinned woman to be our beauty icons. Totally
that's
not
what you were saying.
What I meant. I am so sorry if that offended anybody, but we had a couple people comment on our Facebook page that it's very important that we as beauty editors, since there's very few of us who help to run these types of conversations, and we are privileged in that we get to talk to you guys and don't always get to have your comments heard. It's important that we call out these things when we see them and make sure that we're being inclusive in our comments as well.
Several of you had asked specifically if we would address it on the podcast. So, you know, we want to say we hear you and we are grateful that you feel you can, you know, express your opinions. This may seem like it's a one-sided medium where we're just spouting off our opinions and, you know, maybe you weren't happy with the language that we use, but we hear you and we hope you'll continue to make this a two-way conversation.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Okay, so Jess and I, so sometimes part of our jobs, we have to get our picture taken. Can I just tell you what happened this past week? Jess comes into the podcast studio with her face bright red like she's gotten a sunburn, but we just got back from LA and I know it's not a sunburn. And I look at her and I go, you know we have a photo shoot tomorrow, right? Like, what did you do to yourself? Like, beauty editor, tell us, what did you do to yourself?
I got a clear and brilliant,
a clear and brilliant, darling. Okay, so the thing is, the redness was actually pretty gone by the next day.
It wasn't like a Samantha Jones style, which is like the forever the eternal reference for any kind of like beauty.
Like procedure. Yeah. But we wanted to talk about Clear and Brilliant because it gets a lot of love as far as lasers go because it's branded well and people know the name. And because it's one of those, as they call, lunchtime lasers.
Lunchtime laser. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh,
but let me tell you, it was well past lunchtime and you were still red. So how did it go?
It was awesome. For those of you who follow us on Instagram, I did Insta story the heck out of that thing. Mm-hmm. Mostly because I wanted evidence in case something went really wrong.
Like, doctor, I'm watching you.
Yeah. So I went to Dr. Zeichner, who has been on the podcast before. I believe that episode was Dewdrop Puffy Cream. Mm-hmm. He is, you know, I wanted to see a friendly face on the other end of that laser. He's just so cute and he's so hilarious. And he told me that it really wouldn't hurt that badly. So here's what happened. He said Clear and Brilliant would be great for somebody that is afraid. I did have years ago the Q-Switch YAG, which I can only liken to hot bacon grease over and over and over on my face. So I was like, I'm never doing lasers again. And then I talked to Josh. Sorry, you're about to say something, Jen? Okay. I talked to Josh, Jay-Z, and he said, this is so different. This is not painful. And this is just going to freshen me up for the wedding in a few months.
Was this like a pre-wedding laser?
This is a little bit of a pre-wedding.
Okay, for people who don't know, by freshen up, what does a laser like Clear and Brilliant do to your skin?
It's going to reduce dark spots. It's not going to like blast away my freckles. Okay. That's something that like Fraxel would do. And he said Fraxel hurts like a bee.
Okay.
Those aren't his words, but those are basically mine. It will fade some like superficial discoloration. It will improve skin tone. It will reduce like the look of pores. This laser is just going to give you an overall luminosity, clarity, and even skin tone. And, you know, some people get, you know, 4 sessions and that's really when you see the big results. But he said, I can see a 25% improvement in just 1 session.
In your dark spots.
In the whole thing. I do want to mention the aftercare for Clear and Brilliant. Very, very important. Dr. Zeichner recommends that you use, for me, he recommended a very specific product, and he would recommend it for everyone, the SkinCeuticals CE Ferulic. It's that vitamin C and that E, I guess, and that ferulic. just walked right into that one. It's really helpful with repairing the skin barrier and also boosting that glow. So that twice a day. But then on top of it, this is so important, a basic moisturizer like a CeraVe.
So do you see a 25%?
I have to tell you.
You look a quarter better, Jess.
He told me, he said, look, and I love his honesty. He goes, if you do this, I think you guys know this because we're in this business. I did not pay for this treatment, mm-hmm. Okay? He said, if you do this and you think, if I, you know, went and did this and I think I saw no results, like, don't do another one. Like, some people don't get the bang for their buck.
Right.
He's like, don't come back. We don't have to do another one. But if you liked it, another one, you'll really see a benefit. I'm not going to do more than 2, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not. But here's what happened. I went and had it done, and we'll talk about the process in a second for anyone who's interested. I had it done on Thursday. Today is Tuesday. I absolutely see a difference.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing any foundation.
I actually was looking at your cheeks and thinking they looked especially brighter, like less like ruddy-ish. Like,
less modeled.
Modeled, yeah. Yeah. Not that you're modeled, but you know what I mean.
Modeled, my modeled old face. So, a little rotten apple. And I will tell you, though, my face was extremely sandy. Like, he used the word sandpaper, and I'm thinking, like, all right, sandpaper skin until today. I had my makeup trial on Saturday.
For your wedding?
Yeah, for my wedding.
With a full face of textured face.
My poor makeup artist couldn't put anything on my...
So then how did you have a trial?
We just did eyes and lips.
And then assume your skin's going to
look
beautiful.
He put a little Tatcha, gel cream on my face, and he was like, oh, honey, no.
Okay, so if Jess's face looks crazy at her wedding, it's because there was no trial for that. All we tried out was the eyes and lips.
But honestly, we took photos of the makeup, and I showed it to a friend. She was like, "Oh, that's cool. Like you're just like letting your natural skin show through, but your skin looks great." And I was like, "No, I told her what happened, but my skin looked great.
Amazing." So just briefly, when you sit down in a chair and you're going to get Clear and Brilliant, how's it go?
So I numbed for half an hour. You must numb. I'm going to repeat this. You must numb.
With like a lidocaine cream or did he inject?
No injection. With a
just
cream.
Just a topical. Okay.
But he said some doctors do not numb their patients.
I've had it without.
He said it kills.
It didn't. But okay, continue.
No, he said it kills. You can't do it without.
Okay, so you put on the numbing cream.
Stop being a hero. Guys, it kills. Okay, you won't enjoy it. Put the cream. I didn't even need like... I had these little like rags in my hand. He doesn't use stress balls because he thinks they're dirty. I thought that was really interesting. He had like little gauze rags.
Okay.
I didn't even need to squeeze them.
And then he does the pass over your face.
He does a pass over my face.
How long did that take?
I was out of there in 15 minutes. We had a little gossip session. Lunchtime
laser.
It was fun. Yeah, we had a laugh.
And then it's about, what, 4 to 5 days before the sandpapery
redness
goes away.
Yes, but I will say my face felt like I had a horrible sunburn for the rest of the day.
Okay. But it might be worth it for 25% improvement.
Yeah.
I want to add one thing. I have had Clear and Brilliant. I didn't really notice an improvement at all.
Okay.
Which does happen.
Yeah, that's what, he was honest about that.
And anecdotally, if you have melasma, I would be very careful. There are lasers that can help break up melasma, which is a dark pigmentation that's very hormonally driven, has to deal with inflammation. A lot of people call it pregnancy mask because it shows up above their lip or forehead when they're pregnant. Mm. Clear and Brilliant, I know people who didn't have melasma who have gotten that laser and have seen a little bit more melasma. Cannot say that's the causal reason, but because you are causing a small amount of inflammation in the process of doing the laser, it does set off that reaction for some people.
Mm.
So I would say definitely do your research, talk to your doctor, make sure you're getting the right laser treatment for the effect you want. If you want a little pre-wedding refresh, Clear and Brilliant. If you want something else, there might be something else.
Got it. So the last few segments were a lot. What do you say we kick back with a story? We haven't done a beauty book report in a while.
Yeah. Remember we talked about Dr. Bronner's and the history of that mm-hmm. a while back?
You guys liked that one.
You did because Jess was like, little Jess off to school with her book report. I loved that. I'm not going to be as good as you were, but I wanted to look into Dr. Smith's Rosebud Salve.
Does every product have to be by like a fake doctor?
He was a real doctor.
Oh, he was a real doc?
Well, he was a druggist. Okay. I'm really up on the Smiths,
okay.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
First, let's discuss. Is it salve or salve?
Does it depend what country you're in?
We're in the United States, pretend
I'm
here.
I'm going to call it a salve.
A salve.
Salve.
It solves your problems. Okay.
So then... But I feel like I saw this thing when we went to the Smithsonian.
Oh my God,
we
you
went
did.
With Dr. Jeff?
As in your fiance?
Yes.
Yes. You are correct in that. There are actually Smith's Rosebud Salve in the Smithsonian Institute. And that's because it's been around since 1895. And it is still run and owned by the same family that started it all up, which I freaking love.
That's cool.
He actually started out as a teacher, not a doctor. Then he moves to Maryland. We're
a
talking
likely story.
Right. Late 1800s, he moves to Maryland, starts up his family. I think he had something like 8 kids, Dr. Smith. He was getting busy in Maryland. In the process, his family knew his interest in medicine and drugs. He decided to go back to school to become a druggist.
Okay.
And he was also making products for his family, one of which was a rosebud salve. He started it 1895 is when he made his first batch of it. However, beauty sleuths would note that it was not patented till 1908. And that's because he didn't start selling it like crazy until then. Based out of Maryland, my favorite part of this whole story is back then, I don't know if you know this, there was a lot of like door-to-door salesmen for a
yes.
lot of products, vacuums, beauty particularly.
Encyclopedias,
exactly. So as he built up the company, it was sold in more and more drugstores, including his own local drugstore, which he had in Maryland. He had at one point, or his company, 70,000 people on the streets. His street team were trying to sell rosebud salve to the masses. And if you sold enough of it, you'd get like different prizes.
Oh, that's cool. Like so, Mary Kay, like a...
Yes, but the prizes were these like early 1900s prizes. So it was like, sell your rosebud salve and you get a BB gun.
Oh my God.
Or curtains. It's like, you guys, I moved a lot of product this week, so I get curtains.
I need curtains.
Anyway, the formula hasn't changed all that much. And if you see, the first time I saw it was in C.O. Bigelow here in New York,
uh-huh.
just like a family-owned drugstore. Yeah. I don't know if it's still family-owned. It's one of those balms that like the texture changes depending on the temperature.
Okay.
Which
like
I kind of
oil
like.
Kind of thing?
Yeah, which makes me feel like it doesn't have a lot of stabilizers and it's really natural that way. If you guys haven't tried it, it's also pink because it has rose oil and rose petals in it. Smells divine. It has an almost Vaseline-like quality to it. It's very slippery. This isn't a waxy balm that you'd want to put under a lipstick. It's like it has a nice slip to it. And I cannot tell you how many celebrities over the years I have interviewed that have said that they've used it, including the Olsons, which made me very excited. Have you seen it in a lot of makeup artist kits?
I've seen it in a lot of their kits, and I have this one memory. There's one editorial memory. I remember seeing it in magazines as a teenager before I ever saw it in person. Mm-hmm. Because when I was a teenager, there wasn't... Oh God, I'm really dating myself. There wasn't a Sephora.
It's a pre-Sephora in the United States.
It was pre-Sephora.
Did you see it in the back of the magazine?
So I saw it... a makeup artist mentioned it.
Oh.
I think it was in Allure, actually. Allure gets two mentions today. And I remember the artist said, I like to use Smith's Rosebud Salve. There's a picture of it. Salve. With Wet n Wild 666 liner.
Oh, that is that a combination nude color that everybody wore back in the day?
Yes. And I remember thinking, I have to own these things. I need them as a duo.
That was an iconic duo.
Iconic duo.
And that 666 pencil was a dollar.
Yes. So it was a cheapo combo. But I was like, this is so chic. But I couldn't get the Rosebud.
It was actually hard to find in regular retailers for a long time because they hung tight on that door-to-door selling and then catalogs and mail order. And sometimes it would only be in the back of a magazine and the little mail order-y pages.
Yeah, they didn't have that CVS and Marlboro.
No, and honestly, not until I want to say 2000, 2001 did they start to sell it at retailers Ulta and Urban Outfitters. You're right. They're all over it at Urban Outfitters. It's a lucrative business for Dr. Smith's family because... Yeah. His kids, his grandkids, and then actually his great-granddaughter was still involved with the company as of a couple of years ago, did well for him because one more fun fact about Dr. Smith, he owned over 80 cars during his lifetime. Did you know that?
No.
So.
I didn't know really anything that you've told me today.
Well, then you're learning along
I'm
with
learning
the listeners.
I'm learning a lot. I know.
There's a lot of history behind this product.
I'm glad I showed up today.
So my takeaways are... Still a great product, American made if you like that kind of thing. Also, beautiful slip on the lips. And if you want to start your own lip balm company, maybe you'll do as well as the Smiths and you too can own 80 cars in your lifetime. It's time to raise a wand.
Raise it.
I got old-timey there. Went along with Dr. Smith.
Yeah, it's I think we're feeling those, I don't know.
Old-timey vibes.
Dust Bowl vibes.
What are you raising a wand to?
I'm raising a wand to a service.
Oh,
an
what?
An experience.
Mm-hmm.
This is for our New York-centric ladies and gents. Okay? People. The Jinsoon... Balm of Purity, Manicure, and Pedicure.
Balm of Purity?
Balm of Purity. We went from salves to balms.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the heated moisturizer.
What?
They take the moisturizer. Okay. This is a level up from your standard manicure, pedicure.
Okay, but this is something you do at home, even if you're not in New York, maybe. What do they do with the moisturizer?
I've thought about this, but I caution. I don't want anyone nuking their moisturizer and then getting third-degree burns because I told them so, okay? I could see this going viral. Can't you see this happening? Fat mascara, beauty podcast, fat mascara. No. This is you go to a professional for this. I'm sure Jin has it covered. I have to say I had a gift card. I've indulged twice this month. I took my mother, and then I took my friend Lucy. Shout out Lucy. I know she listens sometimes. We took... ourselves, we went and we had our little paws massage. They give you a normal thing, the normal hot treatment, the towel, and then your limbs are massaged with hot moisturizer.
Warm moisturizer.
No, it's kind of hot. That's what I mean. It's on the cusp of fudge. And
what's the moisturizer they use?
I don't know. I don't care. I'm too blissed out.
It's the balm of purity.
Yeah.
So it's a good manicure
but
and pedicure.
But you've never had that sensation, have you, right? Have you ever had hot moisturizer put on your body? No.
Okay.
If you dare to try to do that yourself, get the temperature right, get a thermometer, but I am not endorsing that. I'm not doing it at home.
But raise a wand to
Jin. I'll wait till I have a special occasion to go back and do that.
Nice. That sounds lovely.
Raise a wand, Jin soon. Four locations in New York City.
Cool. I'm going to raise a wand to a product.
Okay.
Glossier Solution.
Okay, I've heard of it.
I know. This is my thing with Glossier. There's a lot of hype surrounding it, and I kind of don't want to believe the hype, but then I see the pink packaging, and every time I'll try their products, whereas some other, I don't
know
what it is.
Because you see pink packaging?
I don't know. There's something about
for?
It. I have like a knee-jerk reaction, must try Glossier. And there have been some products where I'm like, okay. But the solution did me well.
So what's in it?
BHA. The BHA of choice is salicylic acid. And I've had problems with salicylic acid products before. I think they peel me too much. But this is like multiple types of alpha hydroxy acids mm-hmm. in a liquid solution without alcohol. I think a lot of salicylic solutions also have alcohol, which might be why they're drying and peeling. So this one they're marketing as an acne solution. And I was like, all right. I got two behemoths on my chin right now. Let's see what it can do. I'm only going to use it for a week, which is not what I usually recommend. I want people to try things for a month. But truly, within a week, I've been wiping it on like a toner, but it's, the acids. My whole chin area that was really congested, lots of blackheads, and had these two hormonal mm-hmm. pimples, it really tightened up. It stings a teeny tiny bit. I have very sensitive mm-hmm. skin, but like truly, my pores look smaller. I cannot believe it. So whatever they put in that
solution.
How
could you have sensitive skin? You said Clear and Brilliant didn't hurt without thingy.
Different type of sensitivity. I still was red as hell after Clear and Brilliant, but I have a very high threshold for pain.
Okay.
Which is weird because this stung a little bit, but again, sensitivity. Glossier solution. So they also sell it with these fancy, fancy Glossier cotton pads, and they're in the best packaging ever. And obviously that feeds into the whole love of this product, but I'm going to raise a wand to it. I think this one's worth your money.
So how much is it?
So it's $24. You get the solution and the chic little cotton pads that come with it. You got your glycolic, your lactic, your salicylic. It's great. Give it a try.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at fatmascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.